What's happening?
Oh my gosh. I was in the worst mood all day yesterday because I kept watching television, waiting for Biden to speak and then waiting for him to delay it and waiting for him to delay it some more. And then him finally speaking, it being a total letdown. And I'm done. Like, I can't. We'll talk a little bit about like the latest, but listen to our podcast that comes out this afternoon,
the
deep dive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our weekly deep dive. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the whole hullabaloo of Afghanistan and our thoughts about it. And then I spent all afternoon yesterday just worrying and hating it and watching it. And I just need a vacation. Really
right.
Bad.
Right. Yeah. It's bad. It's bad. Like, things are bad. I get it. I know. And at some point it's like, okay, we're dealing with this until what? Next Tuesday is the deadline, which is insane because he should have never set a deadline.
Right.
And so just the way that he's handled this whole thing has just been a complete disaster. And so, yeah, I feel terrible for all the people that are over there. I mean, it's horrible. It's heart-wrenching. This is just awful. It's awful for all of us, but especially the people who are over there and the family members of the people who are over there. And it's just,
I can't. I can't
right.
even.
Yeah.
Let's talk about pillows for just a moment.
Let's do it.
That'll make me feel better.
Yes.
Got an email from Karen. Karen Pelle, P-E-L-E. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but she says, "Howdy, ladies from Lewisville, Texas." Are you familiar with Lewisville?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't like take the map and go boop. But
okay.
I've heard of it. Yes.
Well, she says, "My husband Joe discovered you a while ago, and of course, we both have to start our day now with the chicks. We also recently purchased a MyPillow mattress, a set of sheets, king-size pillows, and a bed for our dog, as well as a small bed for our cat. I can't imagine not starting my day without both of you." From Karen.
That's so cool. That's so nice. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you for watching.
Y'all need to get some Giza Dream Sheets. They're 50% off right now. Do it. Do it.
But how do they do it? How?
They do it. They got to call 800-875-0513 and then use the code. I have a microphone now. Hold on. It's like this tiny little microphone that plugs into my phone. It's the most precious thing.
Is it like a little black ball?
The little black ball.
Yeah.
So cute.
Or don't forget, you guys could also go to mypillow.com or call the number, but just make sure to use code CHICKS because it is 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets right now. And it's always a discount on just basically anything you buy. So you should always support MyPillow. Thank you, Stephanie. I think it was Stephanie. I just missed it. Yes. Stephanie, thank you very much. I did want to mention before I show you this awesome ad from Trump's PAC. Oh my God, it's so good. The DNC released a statement and it echoes something that Psaki and Joe Biden are both trying to do right now, which is to brag about the success of this withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Can you even with this?
I cannot even.
I know. When I saw this yesterday, I was just like, what? The spin. And you know, the media will take it and they'll be like, oh yeah, because this is the narrative now. Okay, let's run with it. Everybody and go.
Go.
This is what they do. It's what they do.
So here is their quick statement. This is the official statement. You can find this on the democrats.org website. It says, "President Biden defies expectations again, delivers results in Afghanistan."
And they'll be like, oh yeah. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Hold on. I have to turn
What in the world? That's us.
It is. I have to turn it down. I was watching comments and it turned up by accident.
Oh.
There's a delay. Sorry.
Got it. Okay. It says, "President Biden has defied expectations and exceeded even his own administration's goal in successfully ramping up evacuations from Afghanistan. Not only has he evacuated nearly 60,000 people from Kabul with no American casualties, but he's taken the steps necessary to finally end a 20-year-long war, bring Americans home, and keep our promise to our Afghan partners." I mean, what the hell is happening?
There's like some 26-year-old speechwriter who's right, like a communications manager who's writing that. They're like, "Does this sound good, you guys? Does this sound good? Okay. Oh my God. What a disaster.
Right? It's just it's crazy. Wow. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. All right. So now we'll have some reality of what's really going on. And we're going to see Trump's new PAC ad, which is absolutely phenomenal. Let me make sure my sound is on.
America is back.
Highest inflation rate in the
United States. The southern border is collapsing.
The climb of COVID infections.
We amplify our power. We summon the new strength.
This is a recruitment
Should
ad.
Should we be embarrassed?
Diplomacy is back.
Now the Taliban are back.
Kabul is not in an imminent threat environment.
The likelihood there's going to be the Taliban overrunning everything and owning the whole country is highly unlikely.
They own the whole country now, the Taliban.
The Taliban are now in complete control of Afghanistan. Complete chaos.
How did President Biden get this so wrong?
Well, first of all, the mission hasn't failed yet.
If this is a failure, what does failure look like exactly?
Biden, you destroyed not Afghanistan, but the world!
I don't care if you think I'm Satan reincarnated.
Do I bear responsibility? Zero responsibility.
China is ready for friendly relations with the Taliban.
Can I take this open the door and they're the Taliban and they're gonna come and kill us?
Slow down, everybody.
We have to ask the Taliban for permission for American citizens to leave. True or not true?
They are in control.
I can't think of anyone better to lead this operation than
they're just chanting death to America.
And you call yourself a president?
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
So he's running, right?
It's looking that way. He told Sean Hannity the other night, I saw a quote from him where Sean Hannity asked him outright and he was like, you know, I wish I could tell you, but like there's really weird campaign finance laws that don't let me say certain things. But I'll just say this. People are going to be really, really happy.
Yeah. Okay.
To me, that sounds like he's running.
Yeah, he's running. That's the thing. But you know that like people like a DeSantis will probably run too, don't you think?
Well, that's my guy, as you know.
See, that's the thing. It's going to be really interesting to see how that pans out. And then to see those guys pitted against each other. Like, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see those guys pitted against each other.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, I know.
Like, it was one thing to watch him pitted against, what did he call, Rubio? Small Hands Rubio
Was it Little Marco Man? Rubio or something
Yeah,
like
Little,
that?
Who was Small Hands? I don't even remember. you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to see him pitted against some of these other guys, but, like, I don't want to see him pitted against a DeSantis or a Gnome or, I have the stomach for it, but I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it at all.
I just don't want to. And I don't know if America is if America needs to see that the next time around. You know, we're a little bruised and a little battered at this point.
Yeah.
And we just need, remember we used to talk about the Jungle Boy? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. We used to, like, in the last, was it 2020 that we used to talk about that? Was it for 2020 or was it 2016?
No, it was 2016.
Was it 2016? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2016, we would talk about how we need to have this Jungle Boy just emerge from the jungle, like, that nobody knows. And it needs to be this person, this, you know, elusive figure that nobody knows. And you know what? It kind of ended up being Trump. It sort of ended up being him. And listen, we all know how things have turned out. Obviously, we've watched it, you know, come to fruition. But the country is so tired. Saying that we're tired of Trump. I love Trump. I think Trump is awesome. Trump was a breath of fresh air. I just don't want to see the infighting as much. I'm so sick of the infighting that I really want to see a little bit more cohesiveness in our party and in conservatism. That's all.
Well, and I think, I mean, that's why I lean towards DeSantis, only because in terms of strength and policy, they are the same person to me. But with DeSantis, you don't get the bluster and you don't get the meanness, and you just get the strength and resolve without the drama. And so that's, you know, that's where my head is right now. I know people get mad at me for saying that, but that's, I'm sorry, but that's where I am. Thank you, Terry. Terry says she just ordered her first Omaha Steaks grill package last night. Can't wait to get it. Thank you, Chicks. Thank you, Terry. Thank you for ordering that.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry right now. I could actually eat steak. I could eat Omaha Steaks right now.
No one says you can't.
I know. I'm an adult. I can do what I want. Eat steak for breakfast.
There's one more thing to mention about Afghanistan before we get off that. And then again, remind everybody later today, the deep dive that we did for the week is all about Afghanistan. We spent 30 minutes talking about Afghanistan. That'll come out today. So make sure if you're not subscribed on iTunes or Spreaker or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts, make sure that you're subscribed so that you get that. But two congressional representatives, Seth Moulton and Peter Meyer, one Democrat, one Republican, went secretly yesterday to Kabul. And they did it without seeking any kind of approval. They did it by paying for their own tickets. They did it to see for themselves what was happening on the ground. They're both vets. And they came back on a flight that had some empty seats on it. And they say they continue to defend what they did by saying it is our duty to oversee what the executive branch is doing. And it's been our determination after spending a few hours on the ground that there is absolutely no way in hell we're going to get people out by the 31st, nor would we even get them out by September 11th because of how poorly this whole operation has been planned. They are getting ripped to shreds for this trip. Ripped to shreds.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If they were just regular civilians and they required no extra assistance from anybody, then I probably wouldn't rip them. Like, if they were just undercover people that went in there and just didn't require any other help or assistance or whatever, and maybe they got a few people out on the way.
Yeah.
I'd be like, all right, you know, this is okay. Since they were in the military and they, you know, maybe went in and did brought maybe one or two on their way back. But since they're, you know, legislative folks who, you know, we pay salaries for, right? And then they go in there and then they actually had to like use, I guess, police people or people that are over there that are helping, military people are over there helping them because they're important people, right?
Well, exactly. They diverted resources that obviously are in short demand and in, you know, big demand right now. There's kind of chaos happening there. And so for them to show up and be like, look, we're here, like, pay attention to us. I mean, nobody is happy with this move. I can't, like, I scoured Twitter just trying to find anybody who was like, that seemed like a good idea. And I couldn't find a single soul.
I can't believe that they thought it was a good idea. Like, to go over there and to act, it's such an AOC move without, yeah. You know, but with a touch of bravery, you know, like she never, you know, cause she would never do that because she would never want to put herself in harm's way.
Right.
But it's like a look at me thing. Why would you do that right now? I just don't know why you would ever think of doing that. What in the world?
And I guess everyone, like the State Department is furious. The Pentagon furious. Pelosi furious. Like everybody's furious. Everybody is furious with them. So it's not good that they did that. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Also, so don't furrow your brow. It'll cause wrinkles. This is, I know you've been very stressed over the past. We've both been very stressed. But Jen Ussel to the rescue, you guys.
That's right. You can get 50% off of some amazing skincare packages if you go to lovejenussel.com/chicks.
Chicks.
50% or more, by the way, depending on what package you get. And all of their packages are perfectly curated with the most amazing products ever. We swear by them. Been using them forever. And you will love them. Yeah. Try it. Just try it. It's guaranteed. There's nothing to fear. Just try it.
It's pretty amazing when a skincare company guarantees their products.
It's good.
Do that. So try it. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. LoveJenUssel.com/chicks.
Chicks.
I do have some frivolous, fun news to chat with you about. One thing that I feel like I just cannot believe the story that I read today. Do you remember the cover of the famous Nirvana album, Nevermind?
Yes, with the baby.
With the baby.
Uh-huh. The naked baby. Uh-huh.
That baby, who is now 30, is suing the estate of Nirvana for $2.5 million for sexually exploiting him as a child.
No. Get yes. out.
I cannot even deal with how dumb this is. This is the dumbest lawsuit I have ever heard of.
Oh,
he's
my
saying
God.
That his parents weren't like given an opportunity to, you know, sign off on the fact that he was going to be on this album cover. They had no way of preventing the fact that he's now been seen in his naked infant state by the world. And so he wants $2.5 million.
Get out of town. Like, I would be that. See, I am the complete opposite. I can't even wrap my brain around this mindset, because I would be like, dude, that was me on the Nirvana.
Right?
Cover, naked. Did you see that that naked baby? I'm the naked baby. I would have shirts made. I'm the naked baby. I mean, like, I would have a website. I'm the nakedbaby.com. I would be like, I would make a career out of it. Like, these people they're idiots. Like, what?
Well, and he did like a recreation of the photo. I remember seeing it a couple
That's
years
right.
ago. Yeah,
That's
and
right.
he was like, look at me now. And so now all of a sudden he's like, I demand a payoff because I was exploited.
Oh,
give me
God.
A break.
He probably went to one of these therapists who was like, you've been exploited.
You're a victim.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not
he was
your
like,
fault.
Not you too, Sean. Not you too. Oh my God. I can't even believe.
I know.
This is crazy.
I know.
Wow.
I just, what is wrong with everybody, right? Like, in the midst of everything that's going on, you know, he's like, you know what I should do?
I'm going to sue Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sue Nirvana for being the most famous naked baby ever in the history of naked babies. I'm going to sue Nirvana. You know? Yeah, I'm a complete nobody. I'm the most famous naked baby, though, but I'm going to sue them for giving me that.
And you're right. He could have made a fortune just like trying to like branding that as an adult and saying, I'm the nakedbaby.com. That is like the best idea ever.
Right. See, no one ever asked me. No one ever asked me these things. Gosh.
It's ridiculous.
Yes,
anyway,
ridiculous.
Dumbest suit ever. Also, juicy conservative world gossip.
Tell me.
Remember how there was this fight between Kim Klasick and Candace Owens?
Yes.
Kim Klasick is suing Candace Owens for $20 million over defamation.
Oh my God, that is a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. She's super mad, man.
Okay, so what did she say? Because I don't really care about so much about what they said to each other, and I just don't care.
I
so
know,
what?
It's just too much like, bleh. Apparently, I only know the very gist, right? But it was that Candace Owens came out and said, like, Kimberly Klasick is basically a fake conservative, and she's a stripper, or she was a stripper, and she's, like, ridiculous in all of those ways. And so Kimberly Klasick was like, how dare you? And then I think but apparently she actually was a stripper, and so she has no shame about her past, and she's like, that's fine. But, like, as far as I can tell, Candace Owens called her a madam, which I don't think is accurate. And so that seems to be the gist of the lawsuit.
Okay.
So I just wish everybody would stop.
Yeah. And maybe give everybody, you know, listen, I know, listen, we've been catty. We can do it. But there, you know, when it comes to this and other conservatives, I think we've always tried to give people some grace. I mean, it's like, and when it comes to like the
unless it's Meghan McCain, in which case all bets are off.
I was just going to say that.
You were?
Yeah. Just going to say it. But see, when it comes to like people who have had a crazy past like that, come on. If they've changed and they're now different, I mean, mm-hmm. it's like to me, it's like it reminds me of the cancel culture thing. You can't go back and and, you know, ruin somebody's life over something they did 15, 20, 25 years ago. It's like, I read an article about David Spade last night and comedy and how he's like, man, these kids today have ruined comedy. It's like, you know, you can't, he's like, the comedians now try to get together and they try to band together and say, we're going to stay tough and just do comedy. I know this is, I promise I have a point. But I mean, it's true. It's like everybody wants to go back and take stuff out of people's lives from their past and then ruin them now.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we became such a tribal society where we started doing that, but I feel like it started happening with this generation. And so, you know, when it comes to saying like, you are a stripper and, you know, that, but I mean, listen, if somebody's good now, I mean, there are people that I know who had terrible, terrible pasts and they did terrible things, but they're good people now. And so why do we got to do that?
I don't know. Now, apparently there's a money aspect to it. Like Candace Owens says that Kimberly Klasick spent money wrong or that she was funded in sketch ways. I don't know. There's like, I didn't ever want to get into the nitty gritty about it because I was just like, can you guys just not, please stop fighting.
I know. Right.
And so I just never looked into it. But then when I saw the headline today that there's this lawsuit, I was like, oh damn, this is getting ugly. You know what I mean?
20 million is pretty ugly.
It is really ugly.
Yeah.
Also, you and I talked about the fact, but we didn't talk about it with our people here, that it's sounding like there's rumors abound that Jennifer Lopez is about to get her sixth engagement ring.
And what was my response to you? Because she said it to me via like Facebook Messenger, and she was like, yeah. Oh my God, J-Lo's about to get her sixth engagement ring. And I was like, what? Like, you haven't gotten six engagement rings? What's wrong with you, loser?
I mean, what? Just why? Just elope and stop doing this. Stop going through these motions where you keep getting engaged and married and divorced and separated and stop it. Just stop. Can you not? For God's sake. Why does it have to be a production?
Oh my God. J-Lo, like, she can't be alone. She's one of those people. She's like, she was alone for approximately 1.5 seconds and she started panicking and she was like, I need a man. I need a man. And then she was like, oh my God, Ben Affleck, he's puffy, but he'll do. He'll do.
He's puffy
and drinking a lot. Oh God.
Oh my
God. And so she totally just went and got him. She's like, he'll do. And then now they're like, it's like what? 10 minutes later and she's got an engagement.
Well, she doesn't have it yet, but he was rumored to have been looking for rings last week, like caught in a store looking at rings.
Okay.
Where's the first one? Like, what happened to
it? Why can't she use that one? Yeah, why can't she use that one? I mean, can't she just like dig that up out of her jewelry box and be like, wait, she's going to be like, which one was yours? I can't. Is it? I can't. I have six. My God. Did you imagine?
I cannot. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And not only that, but out of all those engagement rings, think of all the houses, all the things she could buy, all the things she could do for society with all those engagement rings.
And then isn't it just like more and more pressure on whoever is next? Because I think like her first one from Ben Affleck was, I don't know, crazy millions. And then what's that other guy, A-Rod, had to like pony up even more millions. And now Ben Affleck is like,
he's like, damn. He goes, I have to like basically spend like $100 million. I have to Jay-Z this is what I have to do. I have to spend like $100 million on a ring. That sucks because I'm the last one. Yeah.
That's the thing. How do you top that?
Yeah. It's so much pressure for guys, I think, anyway, now, like when it comes to engagements and everything now, they have to, I feel like guys in general have a lot of pressure.
Yeah, because not even just about the ring, but like staging the perfect proposal and all of that stuff.
Yeah, remember when guys would just propose in cars? Remember? They would just be like, hey, baby, you want to get married? And you're like, all right. Cool.
Good times.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the chicks here, Mock and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Uh-huh. Also, did you see that the governor from Oregon, Kate Brown, who is just, she is... Anyway, she announced that masks are required outside, regardless of your vaccination status, starting, I don't know, this week or whatever.
See, this is the thing, you guys, we're becoming Australia.
Mm-hmm. It's happening.
Everybody laughs at Australia where, you know, they've got masks on and they're like, you can't take your mask off to drink alcohol, blah, blah, blah. And we'll, you know, do memes about it. We'll laugh at it. We're like, Australia's whack. But we are becoming Australia.
And it's happening way too fast.
Right.
It's way too fast.
And it's, to me, it's like this, it's become this, you know, the vaccine thing, the mask thing, it's become this religion.
Mm.
It's just this crazy, I mean, I see people on my, you know, on my social media who I'm friends with who are just, they post about it constantly. They post about vaccines and, you know, how they don't want to be friends with people anymore. I mean, I see articles about that, about how I'm not going to be friends with somebody who puts out misinformation. I mean, it's like it has become a religion in itself. I mean, the mask thing is like, if you don't wear a mask, I don't want to be near you. If you don't like the whole Jennifer Aniston thing, if you're not vaccinated, I don't want to be your friend. I don't want to be near you. I mean, it's a religion. It's a cult. It's a cult.
It's getting super, super weird.
It is weird.
And by the way, Pfizer is now saying, yeah, it's looking like there's going to be a new variant that is like resistant to our vaccine. But don't worry, because within the next 95 days, we're going to have a whole new vaccine. So Pfizer is like, more variants, please.
Isn't that interesting how that works?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the more they can say you're mandated to take this one, we approved this first one. This is just a variant, so it's kind of the same. So we'll have to mandate that you have to have this one too, and then like vaccine, you know, dot A, vaccine dot B, vaccine dot C. I mean,
and then boosters,
and then exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god! Also, oh my gosh! Before I forget, Andrew Cuomo got his Emmy taken away.
Oh my god! I forgot he had an Emmy.
Not anymore.
What did he have an Emmy for? I didn't even, for what?
I don't even know.
I know. Was it like an honorary thing?
You know what? I should know. I have it in my lineup today. Let me look and I will tell you exactly what
Or was it because he was just acting to be a governor? You know?
He got it. Oh my God. He got it for his press briefings.
Oh my God. I just can't with these people. Because they were so entertaining. Is that why?
Yes. So the International Academy president and CEO at the time said, the governor's daily briefings worked so well because he effectively created TV shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure. They gave him an Emmy for his news briefings.
Oh my God. Those people they should all be ashamed of themselves. The people who gave him the Emmy should have their credentials taken away.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. They're a bunch of those people. What a bunch of losers.
All right. That is it.
Guys, bring it in. Bring it in. Oh my gosh. I'm stretching so hard. Guys, have a fantastic hump day. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Make it count, everybody.
Bye.